Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion and God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the World Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie, right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. on the Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcast Network. You can also find us on the Wake Up Call Roku channel and Facebook Live. Well, today we're starting When Leaders Meet. And today we're coming from Matthew 10 and 38. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my soul will find it. Amen. 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 I love this quote. I love this quote by Zinnia. We must embrace the pain and burn it as fuel for our journey. Amen. Well, at this time, we'd love LaSheree Rogers. Okay, she's the founder and outreach director of Upper Room Ministries, North Carolina. LaSheree has also made a commitment to serving children and families internationally. She has been privileged to travel to Kenya, Israel, South Africa, and El Salvador. Welcome to Wake Up Call Show. Amen. And next to her, we have Dr. Bishop Leon Flood. Amen. He's from Columbia, South Carolina. Dr. Flood has pastored for many, many years. Amen. And he's also the founder of Apostles Bread, Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the Wake Up Show. And let's get right into our show talking about when leaders bleed.
Yes.
When leaders bleed. Amen. LaSheree, please share with our listeners and our viewers two things you would like them to know.
LaSheree Rogers, and as you mentioned in the bio, currently the director and also the founder of Upper Room Outreach International, as well as the founder and director of Upper Room Kids Academy. And basically, I'm going to let you know what God's doing. I'm also a wife. And you know, that's a ministry all by itself. Again, thank God for my family. Thank God for this opportunity.
Amen. You're certainly welcome. So good to have you with us. Okay, Bishop Dr. Leon Flood, you would like our listeners and viewers to know about you.
Oh, well, I am, of course, as a consecrated bishop, a commissioned apostle in the church, as well as a husband of one wife for very, 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 very many years. Uh-huh. Shirley, who's out in the audience today, who refused to be up front with me. I'm just grateful to be here. There's so much we can say, but for that right there, it's a good thing, though, to be here. I really appreciate
it's
these people doing
you.
A really great show and meeting some great people.
Amen.
I'm just excited to be here.
Amen. Well, it's so good to have you here. Well, we're wanting to talk a little bit about the heart. Okay. In the Old Testament, the word heart is used more than 800 times. but more than 200 times it deals with the thought of life, emotions, and wellspring of life. Those things that motivate and mold, the Bible calls them heart. I want to wish to Sheree Rogers to talk about your brand new blog, Matters of the Heart.
Well, that's interesting because as I begin to work on this project and begin to put it together, one of the things I was led to just study the heart. And I study the heart naturally, but also in the scriptures. And I know Proverbs 4:23 tells us that above all else, guard your heart. Everything you do flows
from the heart. Yes.
And when we speak of the heart, we're speaking of those things that, again, that flow from the heart. Examining heart, and we see God in the scriptures. He tells us in the scriptures to guard our heart, but we also have to see God in the natural. And as we examine our body, the way the body was developed and just put together is protected, and it's encased, and it's protected. And the function is the heart provides for everything. Just as the word tells us. You know, everything flows
from the heart.
All our issues, things flow from the heart. Even in the natural, all things from the heart.
Amen.
So just to see God operate in the natural, but as well as the spirit just really shows the importance and the function, how just important the heart really is.
Wow.
So that really allows me to really focus more on exactly what the vision of this particular blog site will be, and just watching it, overnight it went from blog to now we're actually going live.
Absolutely.
And seeing, so just watching and just going it's just like God do what God does.
Amen.
And I tell you that blog will be such a needed ministry to those you said that have matters of our that they're dealing with it. I know that would be an awesome ministry for a lot of people.
And I'm excited about it. And again, at the end of the day, our goal, and I know we're talking about leaders that move into that stuff, but then as we suffer, as we go through, the end result is to be able to then in turn help someone else come out as you did.
Absolutely.
And as long as we can keep that as our main focus, it will in turn help us to go through the ways that we can go through as we suffer.
Absolutely.
Again, once again, I'll keep saying it.
Amen. We're excited about it.
Allow that God has entrusted me to be able to, say, okay, I want to use you in this area. For myself, even be like, in that place, say,
amen. And I think start with the heart. Your thoughts, whether they're positive, negative, good, bad, controls the attitude. Your attitudes are the soul of your thoughts. Amen. So your attitude leads to action. Amen. So we're talking about the heart because heart is a significant part of what we believe spiritually. It is a significant part of why we bleed. So let's go a little further into the show. Did you want to talk about your vision for it and where you striving to go from your blog?
For the most part, the goal, the vision is to encourage those who are in a hurting place, but also those who are in a happy place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the heart, again, it's always flow. It's not only suffering and pain.
That's good.
That's also selling the time that God is blessing. And it's all a blessing, but the joy times is being able to embrace those times. And also, the blessing is definitely, I've been sitting down and writing some things down, but again, it's sharing my heart. So the things God has allowed me to experience, things I've gone through, things I've been able to learn. Taking those things now and being able to share with us is pretty much the vision of the blog. And through that, praying people be heard, praying that will be blessed behind it. So just really much taking it through. I mean, from hurt, pain, but we'll talk about that at some point. Entrepreneurship, because I've gone through the pain of entrepreneurship.
And we're going to talk about that as well.
So as we being a business owner. Mm-hmm. So there's different levels in our lives that I am sharing because I know there's people that are needing to hear some of the things that we said. So that's pretty much the vision and the goal for the blog site. That's just to give a visual for what it is that I'm doing.
Okay.
And being able to allow people to see for themselves.
Absolutely.
And have that
give voice to it.
Exactly.
Yes. Give voice to it.
Exactly.
And one writer to another. When I write, it's therapy for me. Is it like that for you?
It has actually become, I've always been able to write, but never really used it. I would write. And I guess I didn't equate it with
ministry.
Right. You know, as a child, I wrote. I would write stories.
Yes.
And I always, you know, have to get A's and never really took the time to really say, wow, okay, this is more than me writing, but through this season of my life, I just started writing. I started to see how God, through this writing, the healing that I was receiving through my writing, just writing it down, and it just got to the place where I said, you know what? And then sharing it with others, and then their response, and their reaction, like, wow, this is truly blessing me. Just kind of work on this a little bit more, and as I begin to write, it really helped me.
Praise
God. And I'm glad to see that it's helped others.
It's helped others in the stages of
who we are. Again, it's just been my first time on the blog, and the response has been great.
You can share your blog site and all your businesses initiatives with our listening audience so that they can follow you on social media and that we can connect and plug in on our web call network. Thank you for that. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, God has given us creativity. He's given us gifts and talent. So it's up to us to serve within ourselves. And sometimes it takes a bad situation to get us to look on the inside to see what's inside that God can use, because God can use us in so many areas of our lives. You know, because I would have never thought, just like you, I started writing at a very early age. I was always a reader. An avid reader. I just love reading. I just love exploring. However, I did not know that this is where God desires to take me, you know, and I find my therapy in my writings. When I'm in the lowest part of my life, I get it and I bend it. You know, I get there and I start to write, and I feel the anointing of God just take over me at that time, because that's where the anointing is. It's where your gifts are, you know. So if we find those giftings, when we acknowledge them, when we observe them, when we use them, then we get the grace of God even the more over our lives. So on and do what He's supposed to do. So I love that, you know, that this is what you're doing, and you're searching within yourself to help someone else. You know, that's what we're here for. That's what God's called us. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, yes, we're going to share that information later on in the show. When leaders lead, Bishop, when leaders lead, what comes to mind when leaders lead? You know, we just mentioned you've pastored for many, many years.
Yes.
What does it mean to bleed as a leader spiritually?
Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. When I think about the years that have gone by, even coming to this program, my wife on the way, we begin to recall the stories of people that we know. I know coming up on another show, you're going to talk about pastors who've actually committed suicide.
Yes.
Leaders who were in great positions, who had great falls. One of the things I found that a friend of mine, I
Can I let my hair hang down?
Let your hair.
Something. I had to get animated. And I called Brandon, a good friend of mine, Pastor Anthony Holloway out of Queens, New York. And I said to him, I says, what do you do when it seems like God cannot be trusted?
Wow.
What do you do when it seems like he's not near?
Mm.
You know, somebody says, well, Bishop, listen, I was a young prodigy, like you see some of these kids on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, did interviews, did revivals, internet sermon, my initial sermon was 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. 12 years old, I was ordained at 30, licensed at 25, got two and a half, pastor, 2 years, found one, was consecrated and commissioned, and just recently had what I call an internal meltdown,
mm-hmm.
wondering where was God in the fruition of all of the things I had done for everybody else.
All right.
We often talk about bleeding.
That's real talk.
And bleeding, you know, when you look for somebody bleeding, you think that there's a wound. You look for cuts
mm-hmm.
and wounds.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about church and all mm-hmm. that. And I often tell people, like, you know, showing in the test that she doesn't
hurt people. Absolutely.
But sometimes the bleeding is not external.
Mm-hmm.
You're hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
You're bleeding inside.
Yes.
And you can't always see it. So I told him, just even in my own despair, you come to those points? Well, he said to me something. It stuck with me even to this very moment. He said, our reality has not caught up with our theology.
Mm.
We are always in the clouds when it comes to what we say according to Scripture.
Mm.
But forget that we live in a real natural world.
Mm.
We have to live.
Mm-hmm.
We have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We have love.
Mm-hmm.
We have hate. We have relationships. We have business. We have church.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that make us who we are. We're not in heaven yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things that we go through that we hear the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We try to process it. But in reality, we have to be who we are.
Absolutely.
And that's very important,
absolutely.
I think, in a lot of people struggling
where
they are with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that is, what a great segue.
Yes.
I'm listening to her. It's matters of the heart.
Yes.
And don't let me go long on this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how I am.
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to this fine young lady here and her husband. We have people at different age levels,
mm-hmm.
different experiences levels,
mm-hmm.
different, it doesn't matter how long I've been in a thing or you've been in anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you come along and you have an experience that's going to bless my life,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I should be able to receive
that. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the things that she's doing, I have the Apostle Bread. I started concept of a while. Somebody says, well, you know, you just want to show forth. No, the Apostle's Bread is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When the apostles got together, they sat, they went into the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
they studied.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of that is to bring to the people Word of God on a very natural level.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
We, in other words, we're trying to. The concept was we bring people from earth to the heavenlies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but really, you need to bring the heavenlies down to where people can get them.
Mm-hmm.
Our pastor used to say, "Put the cookies where the kids can get them."
Mm-hmm.
So when we teach people how to live in this life, how to make a dollar, how to have decent relationships, and not be broken up with your relationships,
mm-hmm.
how you can come back after divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can come back after divorce and having all kinds of struggles. We teach people how to have relationships. You know, you owe a lot to dispelling a lot of the bleeding that goes on in preachers. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about when leaders bleed, I think about this quote here from Maurice Turmel. He says, when I feel emotionally rushed,
mm-hmm.
when I feel psychologically and spiritually squashed, every part of me feels shattered,
mm-hmm.
broken, and bleeding in
mm-hmm.
every single except physical.
Yeah.
My body remains intact,
mm-hmm.
but the psychological structures that support it are in flutter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the essence of emotional integration at the secular level.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've been through this on one occasion during the course of my growth. And he shares this, and this is in his book. This is just an insert. He says, I come back together at a strong level. So, you know, it works together for our good.
Right,
it
right.
works for our good. However, we have to learn how to manage the
yeah.
pain
right.
and the issues of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can come back from it,
mm-hmm.
or we can allow that pain to devastate us to the point that we don't rise and we don't return back from the ashes of this pain.
But what about leaders that are leading
mm-hmm. and bleeding?
They're hemorrhaging,
mm-hmm.
they're bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and their heart
mm-hmm.
is broken.
Mm-hmm.
What about those leaders? I'm maybe going ahead of the show, mm-hmm. but
what do you say to them?
You know, that's a good question, because for me, where we were,
mm-hmm.
and Bishop knows our story,
mm-hmm.
To where we were,
mm-hmm.
we were broken, we were tore up,
mm-hmm.
and because we were able to bleed to him.
So
and
we
bleed to God.
So we had a community of people that rallied around
right,
us, such
right,
as him and
yeah.
some other friends, and that is imperative.
Having a support system.
Yes.
Having a support system. Someone who I can bleed to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you're
and,
going to bleed.
And it not be revealed to someone.
No, yeah. that's good.
Well, you have to have confidence in the people
that's good. That's
that are connected
that's
or you're
right.
connecting
mm-hmm.
to, because not everybody can handle
absolutely
your bleeding.
And then the other thing, not everyone can handle your bleeding in every season.
In every season.
You know, I've talked to a vast amount of friends. However, they all hold a
different level yeah, yeah.
in our lives. You have to know who that person is. I love what Bishop used to say, Davis used to say. Who are those 10 people that you can call
yeah.
any time for any reason? He said, you need to have them on speed
yeah,
dial
yeah.
because you're going to need these people. So who are those 10 people?
Right.
And a lot of times we don't look for someone to help us until we're down and out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's imperative that we build that support system while we're where we are, so that, because the Bible says, they that live God shall suffer persecution.
Right.
There's no other way around it. We're going to suffer. So who are those people?
But then you have those people that can minister to your spirit. Bishop was way down in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't call the bishop, man.
How did you find out?
Yeah, how did you find out?
And
you
know,
he heard our spirits.
Yes, yes. But that was
spirit of Christ. See, though, I'm sure we're going to touch on this, especially
mm-hmm.
with her
mm-hmm.
subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of Christ is real. Jesus said, man, the words that I speak, they are spirit,
mm-hmm.
and they are
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we don't
mm-hmm.
we don't try to go to people what we say. When we speak the God, we're speaking love. We're speaking spirit. So if you have a connection with people, the Spirit of God has a way
mm-hmm.
of connecting us all
together
so that you feel a need. The biggest problem is we feel a need, but we don't have the passion
mm-hmm.
to reach out to people
mm-hmm.
that we did. And then we have this fear. You have gone through some things that you put in a blog. Not everybody has the strength to reveal their inner pain
mm-hmm.
that they deal with. When I saw what they were going through, I went through the exact same thing. But I had been through pain, strength, and understood pain.
Mm-hmm.
Pain, understand. But we don't want to get anything to say there. You said you have to have people come out of it.
Absolutely.
Someone said that. You have to have people come out.
And I want to read a quote here by Samuel Chin.
Yeah.
Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your pain by Dr.
Love,
Samuel
love,
Chin. Never trust a leader who does not walk with a limp, never trust a leader. And then there's another one. Do you want to be a better leader? Then raise your threshold of your pain.
Wow.
Do you want to be a church goer? Or a business leader,
yeah.
They're going to have to raise the threshold,
right.
Meaning that you're going to have to know that pain is significant,
yeah, right.
To grow. Without pain, there is no growth. You know, so pain brings the best out of us. You know, you talk about the times we were faced, and my husband talked about it. But, you know, I thank God for that season.
Yeah.
Had that season never came, we would not be where we are today. We wouldn't be in Charlotte, North Carolina. God wouldn't be extending our borders and bring our rises around the world. It was that pain that catapulted our ministry to a new level.
Yeah.
So it is significant that we have pain.
I didn't see it then.
I know. I didn't see it either, babe. It worked together.
The pain response to the pain is what really happens. If you get there and they don't come.
It's how you respond.
It's how you respond to it. How you will be restored through it.
Amen.
I think that's the most important
Amen.
Part.
And I was going to ask from you. Yeah.
The response to it. And even while I'm bleeding, that you're hurting, you have to take that moment to pause.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
at that time, or you're not connected.
connecting with the right people.
Right.
And it's easy to get angry at people when they don't connect rightly.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Your situation. However, you can't know my pain until you have lived my pain.
Yeah.
When you have lived my pain, you can identify with my pain. Now, you know how to live that pain, and you know how to identify because you live in that space.
Yeah.
And the same thing with you. People that have lived in your space then identify compassionate, you said, compassionate space. Yes. And so that doesn't say that people are insignificant. We have to know, like, ICU. Okay, say you're in ICU. God gave me this in a vision one time, an open vision. I was in ICU, and all these tubes were attached to me, okay? And I could hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me in ICU, and I hear the doctors talking. And one of the things they said, you have to be careful who comes in because they can contaminate her. So the same thing I'm saying about this incident, you know, you can allow the wrong people in when you're bearing all and they can contaminate you.
Right.
So they may come to you to help you, but they could harm more than help you.
Right, right.
So you have to be an advocate for yourself to know what you are. And you say, I have to know where I am. I have to assess this situation. Why am I here? I have to take responsibility for this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to get not a barrier. I've got to create my strategy to get out from here.
Oh, okay.
So I can't allow people to detain me when I got to get out from here.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't like the space in which I'm in, but it's working together for my good. And James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing that it's working. You know, one thing works on another. So you have to know this is a work in process. So when I'm down and when I'm out, don't talk about it. I'm going to run because I'm going to take my lesson and I'm gonna take my lesson and I'm going to spend time with God. And God is going to create a strategy plan to get out here, to go to another level. Another thing you don't understand about pain comes to show us what's on the inside of us. Now, we know that God already knows what's on the inside of us. And you said it. You said, when I started to do this, I found out some things about myself. Sound to me, you finding out what's really on the inside of me. And that's what God allow us to go through so we can get to. He has greater heights than death for us. So allow us, the devil for harm, but God will make us.
So that's the value of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring, let's bring that into. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break right here. And when we return, we're going to continue the talk. When leaders bleed.
That's good.
Now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. Please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call Radio and TV show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
I'm Pastor Mark Sally.
Amen. You can catch us here, right here, every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcast Network. You can also find us on the Wake Up Call Roku channel and on Facebook Live. Today, our theme is When Leaders Bleed. Our special guest is LaSheree Rogers and Dr. Young. Amen. Amen. So, we've been talking about when leaders bleed, more about the spiritual leader. Okay. So, you mentioned, LaSheree, about the corporate leader. You see, we know that very well as well, you know, owning and operating four different businesses over the years. We know what it's like to even bleed from that standpoint, you know, in your see nothing days, in your foundational days, when you have to pay everyone else and you don't get a check. Okay. Amen. Everybody else break off something, but you and your family suffer. We know what it's like to bleed in that as a corporate leader. And then also, we're not just talking about pastors now. God called you and I to be leaders. He said, go ye therefore into all the world. That means you have to take your leadership role and go do what has to do. You in your ministry, in church, you may lead in your home. Okay, I know that feeling, and it feels just the same.
Right.
So we're talking about all of that. Okay, now, I want to ask you, and this question is toward you, Bishop Dr. Flood, about the pastors. According to research, 250 pastors leave the ministry every month. 84% say that they're on call 24/7. We know what that's like. 80% expect conflict in the church. 54% find the role of pastoring frequently overwhelming. What would you say to those pastors right now that are ready to give up and throw in the towel because they are just overwhelmed? Wow. And something else earlier you said, and feeling like with my time, sort of, you know, pastors have to go through this, you know, sacrifice and giving our vehicles to other people to get to work, paying folks' light bills and their telephone bills and that food in folks' homes, you know, and having to do without just to help and support someone else. So to those leaders today that are ready to give up and just throw in the towel.
What is it going to sound cold? Stop paying people bills.
Okay, I've already paid them, and they're bleeding now.
First of all, I pastored three churches.
Mm-hmm.
Church is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I and my wife had a consignment shop. What do we call that consignment shop? You remember that? I'm a licensed auctioneer.
Uh-huh.
5, 18, 20, 25, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. I do that. So I'm working in that venue. The only reason why we got those extra pieces was doing those things,
mm-hmm.
paying people bills,
mm-hmm.
doing all the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we're supposed to be social workers.
Uh-huh. We self-inflict.
We self-inflict. Your job as a pastor mm-hmm. is to lead people to Christ.
Uh-huh.
We put the
mm-hmm.
delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Get the people who know how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Now, I know y'all want me to say, call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. But like I said to you before, what we do sometimes is do the things that we are not
supposed
called to do.
Absolutely.
Now, first of all, if you're a pastor and you're not supposed to be a pastor, find some. Y'all don't like
this. Self-inflicted pain and self-inflicted.
Be pastors. Come on, we're broken. If you were millennial, hurt as a child, you never got over those things. You felt like being a pastor. You don't know the people. Listen, I deal with people all the time who are
struggling with things in their past. Mm-hmm. They've never been healed. Mm-hmm. You need to go somewhere and get healed. Mm-hmm. Have a heart fixed. Mm-hmm. Or some place you need to be, you need to go there and mm-hmm. take care of that. It's not just pastors, leaders in the church, mm-hmm. worship leaders.
Uh-huh.
Leading worship. Yep. You want to say this? You know, we in the African American church don't know about delegation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other churches, you got a mm-hmm. pastor this, you got a pastor that. Mm-hmm. Don't do not call to do. Always find him that. But of course,
and I know, teach leaders how to
teach. I'm here. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you find people don't know, mm-hmm. lean on them. Finally, the Spirit of God is there to help mm-hmm. us
to do
what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
If you remember, your members are not born to you.
Mm.
They are born through you.
Okay. Mm.
You don't own God's sheep. They are not yours. You can't be living your life trying to take everybody's word.
Come on.
Teach them. Teach one to reach one, and then you won't have to reach anyone.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You just deal with the people that you're dealing with. So leadership in the church is not just open and holler. If you're the pastor mm-hmm. and you can't preach, find somebody in your church who can preach.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody. We think because you're the pastor,
you
got
to
preach,
everything.
You got to teach,
mm-hmm.
you got to sing. You know what? You do, if God called you, y'all laughing. But
you're on it.
I can't tell you the number of people. Bishop, I don't think I'm in the right spot. You're right. If you don't think you're in the right spot, mm. change it.
Amen.
And ask to use that spirit that you say you have
mm-hmm.
to lead you and to guide you into all truth. Be real with who you are. A woman called me and said, "You know, I'm tired of being strong. You know, why do I have to be strong?" I said, "Well, if you're strong, you're strong by nature.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that's in you,
mm-hmm.
so what you do now is you be who you are
mm-hmm.
and allow God to shape you and to mold you. Your experience is going to bless somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you go through, start to say before
mm-hmm.
that Satan comes to kill,
mm-hmm.
steal." And destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am come that what?
You may have life.
All right.
Life more abundant.
And much, to the fullest.
To the fullest.
So
yeah.
What happens is that God is God. He is not sending these things to you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Satan is the killer.
He's
the one coming.
Thank
what
you.
God is doing is he's taking these situations.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you. What's that? The road less traveled?
Yeah.
Who's that by? Robert Frost. Read that book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He ain't no Jesus man, but he's a good man.
Uh-huh.
There are roads you can take. That will take us to a better place. Thank you, Sheriff. If you do that, if you follow your heart and be true and be honest with who you are and where you are, a lot of that bleeding will stop. You will bandage yourself.
Amen.
Other than listening to other people. So
thank
follow
you.
The Lord. I know that's crazy.
Amen.
But be true. Do what it is that you do. Do what you're called to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
Right.
Well, this next question is geared toward the two of you. God's Marvelous Church has become culturally irrelevant.
Ooh, yo.
And even distant from its purpose
mm-hmm.
of knowing him, growing in him, and worshiping him by making disciples. Okay? So, statistics says 50% of Americans have no church home.
Wow.
In 1980, membership in the church had dropped almost 10%. Now listen to this. Then it worsened in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
It worsened by another 12%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So reporting a 40% drop in their membership and now over halfway the first decade of the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
we are seeing the figure drop even more. So what do you say to the members now? Now, you've spoken to the pastors. What about the members? You know, we've got a lot of church professing Christians out there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to anybody's church, but they save and they sanctify and they're Christians. They're believers. That's what they're professing. That's the lie they've told themselves. So what do you say to those people that are listening, that are hearing us, that don't go anywhere because of church hurt, because of matters of the heart? What do you say to those people?
Well, I know for me, I was in that situation. I think, in fact, living in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was put more, I was putting more emphasis on the man and woman of God, our pastor, and not looking no more at God. And I left. God didn't do me anything. He didn't do nothing to me. But I put him at the blame because I felt that he's the one that should be watching over me. And I backslid from the church for a long time, you know. And I tell you, and I stood out. I wasn't going anywhere. But God had to send a brother to me, and he spoke to me. He said, you know, man, he said, when you go before God, you have to go forward for yourself. But I heard what he was saying at first, and I was like, but what about this one? What about this one? Right. He said, well, what about you? And he had to point the finger back at me, but I didn't really see it until he said that, because you know that's a hard place to
your leaders falling.
And like I said, I backslid from church for a while, and the whole time I was out, she still treated me as the man of the house, the man of God. But I wasn't in the place, and that too had helped me to get back into the church.
Amen. Well, this is good. However, we are at the close of our show, but just before we close, we need to hear from LaJarae Rogers about her community and global initiatives.
Okay. Well, Upper Room Outreach International, we started in 2008, a simple cult drive, and at that time we've been actually blessing the community through back to school outreaches. We offer GED classes. We've actually do workshops, throughout the year based on the needs, and we're going to continue to do that. And every year, if I could say for the last 8 years, we've hosted back to school outreaches where we've connected with other organizations that support, and we help over 500, if not more, families every year.
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
Actually, next week I'll be going into one of the community neighborhoods to host our second vision board party, because just trying to teach individuals how to have vision
and
how to see what God has for you, and learning how to desire more for yourself. So this is where we are now, and even moving globally and internationally, and had the all of our travels to Africa and Kenya and South Africa, these places. Just recently came back maybe a couple of months ago from El Salvador, and we actually went out and gave shoes out to the families.
Wow.
And that was such an awesome experience. And also in the season in which I was hurting.
Yes.
And I honestly told myself, I'm not there right now, God.
But you were going with the limp.
It went. And when I say God blessed during that time, and he spoke, and when I say he spoke, because there was no one speaking English. Everybody spoke Spanish. And I can remember being in a service, and I honestly could say most of the Thai times in the spirit is when I've traveled outside of the country. And I can remember being in the service, and one of the things that I was fighting with the most was, God, are you still here? Are you still, in that time?
Yeah, you do that.
As clear as day, one of the young ladies, one sweet thing, she comes and she goes, God told me to tell you that he's still here. He's
not Bible.
Wow.
Just take experience that.
Took you out of the country.
Amen. Right. So I say that to say that, although we're here in the community, blessing the community, that even when we travel out to be a blessing internationally, God just continues to bless you, even in your blessing and being a blessing. So just being mindful, and I think you mentioned, I know you said you got to close out, but being a blessing and hearing you say, about the church and, what do you say to members?
Yes. God, and I was going to ask you, what would you say?
God is who he is. God is the church. And I understand sometimes it's hard to make that connection when you've been hurt by the church.
Yes, yes.
But my encouragement would be to see God.
Yep.
See God. stay focused on God, because it's not the person, it's not the people. If we begin to allow the people to shift us out of our place, then we're allowing people and situations to shift us out of our destiny.
Wow.
And we have to be very careful in how we allow these situations, because as we know God, there's an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we allow the enemy to play with our minds and shift us and take us away and start to, you know, condemn the church and things, that's not what God would have, or how God would have it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, things happen,
still
but never
bride.
Allow it to remove you from the very thing God ordained.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to shift from where you are or shift from who you
are. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
God is
still God.
You better preach.
Amen. But God is, and I have grown. When I tell you, my love for God has grown to a whole other level being in this season, because I see who God is, and I know who He is. And even though you get winded, you get knocked down, and you kind of fall back, and you're like, all right now, God, this
is, and you have all these thoughts,
and you start saying, you know what, this is not working for me. But then God comes and says, okay, God, I got you.
I got it.
That would be my word of encouragement.
Okay.
Be God in your situation.
Okay. And how can they follow you on social media? How can they connect with you in your outreach endeavors or global?
I've been all over. So, Facebook, our website is themattersoftheheart12.com, and you can visit us there. And you can actually connect with us on Facebook through that webpage as well. Then we're also at UR Outreach, where you can learn more information about what we're doing, our upcoming ministries. And then we also have the Upper Room Outreach Facebook page, where I'm posting a lot of what we're doing, where we're going.
And if you would tag us in those, we will put them on our network page. So, absolutely.
Excellent.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, ministry together.
Excellent.
60 seconds or less.
LAFM Ministries, LAFM.org is our website. And LA Flood Ministries is our Facebook site. The Apostle Brett will speak and will introduce you to different people in leadership and ministries. I'm going to span it to leadership, because pastors are not the only leaders out there.
That's right.
We're going to do that. But we'll be talking to them about what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
I've got friends that have had heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of things, but God has brought them back out.
Mm-hmm.
To you members that are struggling, remember, it hurts, but it'll heal.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it'll hurt, but it'll heal. Mm-hmm. And you just hang in there. And if where you are is not working, pray that God send you someplace.
Maybe time really for a shift.
It might be time. The ship might be on. You might have to check that out. God bless you.
Amen.
I just thank God for Elijah Ray and Bishop for coming and sharing this. I can tell you, there's one thing I have with the Matters of the Heart I want to ask. When were you supposed to do live with that?
Well, I'm still actually coming up with the actual physical date as to when we're going to come.
Okay.
Come live, but we're working on that. The goal is to actually host that first live show in April.
Okay.
All right. And thank God for these people that are coming up with these ideas and concepts.
Amen.
You know, if you're old and tired, let somebody young come in and do it. God bless you.
Amen. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Bishop, you told them how to get in touch with you. Is there a certain day or a time to connect to the Apostles' Bread?
The Apostles' Bread is going to be a program focused around individuals. It's not going to be a weekly thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's as I come up into situations. Okay. Because we want to deal, we want to stretch out this bleeding
out
there.
It's more like mentorship.
It's mentorship.
Mm,
and if you want to reach me for mentorship, as LA Flood Ministries, and that's going to be on Facebook. So all you have to do is get on there and say, listen, I need a mentor. I need somebody to help me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge right now. There's no charge. But let me help you. You need somebody to speak into your life.
Amen.
I've been doing this 40 years. I'm not in it for dollars. You know, but God's going to make my way,
Amen.
You know, and
Amen.
I know He's going to do it. And I really want to see the body of Christ go. And that's why I'm so excited about what she's doing and what you guys are doing.
Okay.
I just want to do my little part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
Tag us
Amen.
As well.
I'll do
so that.
That
we can,
God bless you.
So that we can share it on our network partners page. Well, this concludes our show. A very special thank you to our Blog Talk listeners, to our Wake Up Call radio and TV broadcasting network audience, and to our Facebook Live audience. You guys have been amazing.
And we thank you. We thank you for every like. We thank you for every comment. We thank you for every share. Because even as you share the word, share these videotapes, share these TV programs, you are connecting and doing ministry with us. So thank you for that. And by the way of announcement, we are super excited for May 26th and 27th.
Woo!
Wake up call.
Yes, sir.
Repairing the breach.
Restoration Conference,
my
Repairing
God.
The Breach. Repairing the Breach.
I'm excited.
Bishop is on that platform as
yeah.
well. My husband's on that platform. I'm on that platform. And several more are on that platform.
Right.
And this is pretty much piggybacked on what we're talking about when leaders bleed. God wants us back in that place. He wants us to reapply our hands to the plow so that we can do what he's commissioned us to do.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot of bleeding, broken, hurting folks out here.
Everywhere.
So come out to the restoration service. Right. It's going to be at North Mac High School, May 26th and 27th. It's free. Go to Eventbrite and register today for your VIP seating. We want you in the house. We've got over 85 already registered, over 25 vendors. We have food trucks that's going to be on the ground. We're doing it big. Wake Up Call Restoration Conference 2017. We would love to see you there. And then September, we're going to
Kenya,
Africa, and we're excited about teaming up with some amazing leaders around the city of Charlotte to go out and build wells for over 140,000 children and families.
Wow.
Amen. And there is also a GoFundMe page. I will share that on our network page. You can go and support this mission. You may not be able to go, but if you could help, then it's like you're going.
That's right.
So please support these missions that we are doing. And that concludes our show. Want you to go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, pick up the Wake Up Call, Waking Up God's Purpose in You. And God will bless you real good.
Yes.
Amen. Well, God bless you. And remember, this has been your wake up call.
Wow. All right. God bless you. All right. I'm awake now.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.